Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible. The day is Wednesday. It's July the 5th, day 186 in our journey through the Bible. Hello to everyone out there. My name is Hunter, and we are doing what we do every day. We're spending a little time in God's Word. We're letting God's Word spend a little time on us, and oh, how we need that, no doubt about that. It is such an honor to share this time with you each day, my friends, to show up with you, to come alongside, and to learn with you what it is to apply the gospel to our hearts each day. And today we're going to do that as we look into the book of Hosea once again, chapters 2 through 5. Then we finish our reading in Hebrews chapter 2. We are reading through the New Living Translation. Let's jump right in. Hosea chapter 2. In that day you will call your brothers Ami, my people, and you will call your sisters Ruhama, the ones I love. But now bring charges against Israel, your mother, for she is no longer my wife, and I am no longer her husband. Tell her to remove the prostitute's makeup from her face and the clothing that exposes her breasts. Her as naked as the day she was born. I will leave her to die of thirst, as in a dry and barren wilderness. And I will not love her children, for they were conceived in prostitution. Their mother is a shameless prostitute, and became pregnant in a shameful way. She said, I'll run after other lovers. I'll sell myself to them for food and water, for clothing of wool and linen, and for olive oil and drinks. For this reason, I will fence her in with thorn bushes. I will block her path with a wall to make her lose her way. When she runs after her lovers, she won't be able to catch them. She will search for them, but she will not find them. Then she will think, I might as well return to my husband, for I was better off with him than I am now. She doesn't realize it was I who gave her everything she has, the grain, the new wine, the olive oil. I even gave her silver and gold, but she gave all my gifts to Baal. But now, I will take back the ripe grain and new wine I generously provided each harvest season. I will take away the wool and linen clothing I gave her to cover her nakedness. I will strip her naked in public while all her lovers look on. No one will be able to rescue her from my hands. I will put an end to her annual festivals, her new moon celebrations, and her Sabbath days. All her appointed festivals. I will destroy her grapevine and fig trees, things she claims her lovers gave her. I will let them grow into tangled thickets, where only wild animals will eat the fruit. I will punish her for all those times when she burned incense to her images of Baal, when she put on her earrings and jewelry and went out to look for her lovers and forgot all about me, says the Lord. But then I will win her back once again. I will lead her into the desert and speak tenderly to her there. I will return her vineyards to her and transform the valley of trouble into a gateway of hope. She will give herself to me there, as she did long ago when she was young, when I freed her from her captivity in Egypt. When that day comes, says the Lord, you will call me my husband instead of my master. O Israel, I will wipe the many names of Baal from your lips, and you will never mention them again. On that day I will make a covenant with all the wild animals and the birds of the sky and the animals that scurry along the ground, so they will not harm you. I will remove all weapons of war from the land, all swords and bows, so you can live unafraid in peace and safety. I will make you my wife forever, showing you righteousness and justice, unfailing love and compassion. I will be faithful to you and make you mine, and you will finally know me as the Lord. In that day I will answer, says the Lord. I will answer the sky as it pleads for clouds, and the sky will answer the earth with rain. Then the earth will answer the thirsty cries of grain, the grapevine and the olive trees, and they will in turn answer, Jezreel, God plants. At that time I will plant a crop of Israelites and raise them for myself. I will show love to those I called, not loved, and to those I called, not my people. I will say, Now you are my people. And they will reply, you are our God. Hosea chapter 3. Then the Lord said to me, go and love your wife again, even though she commits adultery with another lover. This will illustrate that the Lord still loves Israel, even though the people have turned to other gods and love to worship them. So I bought her back for 15 pieces of silver and 5 bushels of barley and a measure of wine. Then I said to her, you must live in my house for many days and stop your prostitution. During this time, you will not have sexual relations with anyone, not even me. This shows that Israel will go a long time without a king or prince, and without sacrifices, sacred pillars, priests, or even idols. But afterward, the people will return and devote themselves to the Lord their God and to David's descendant, their king. In the last days, they will tremble in awe of the Lord and of his goodness. Hosea chapter 4. Hear the word of the Lord, O people of Israel. The Lord has brought charges against you, saying, there is no faithfulness, no kindness, no knowledge of God in your land. You make vows and break them. You kill and steal and commit adultery. There is violence everywhere, one murder after another. That is why your land is in mourning and everyone is wasting away. Even the wild animals, the birds of the sky, and the fish of the sea are disappearing. Don't point your finger at someone else and try to pass the blame. My complaint, you priest, is with you. So you will stumble in broad daylight, and your false prophets will fall on you in the night. And I will destroy Israel, your mother. My people are being destroyed because they don't know me, since you priests refuse to know me. I refuse to recognize you as my priests, since you have forgotten the laws of your God. I will forget to bless your children. The more priests there are, the more they sin against me. They have exchanged the glory of God for the shame of idols. When the people bring their sin offerings, the priests get fed, so the priests are glad when the people sin. And what the priests do, the people also do. So now I will punish both priests and people for their wicked deeds. They will eat and still be hungry. They will play the prostitute and gain nothing from it, for they have deserted the Lord to worship other gods. Wine has robbed my people of their understanding. They ask a piece of wood for advice. They think a stick can tell them the future. Longing after idols has made them foolish. They have played the prostitute, serving other gods and deserting their God. They have sacrificed to idols on the mountaintops. They go up into the hills to burn incense in the pleasant shade of oaks, poplars, and tamarind trees. That is why your daughters turn to prostitution and your granddaughter-in-law commits adultery. But why should I punish them for their prostitution and adultery? For your men are doing the same thing, sinning with whores and shrine prostitutes. Oh, foolish people, you refuse to understand, so you will be destroyed. Though you, Israel, are a prostitute, may Judah be guilty of such things. Do not join the false worship of Gilgal or Beth-Aven. And do not take oaths there in the Lord's name. Israel is stubborn, like a stubborn heifer. So should the Lord feed her like a lamb in a lush pasture? Leave Israel alone, because she is married to idolatry. When the rulers of Israel finish their drinking, off they go to find some prostitutes. They love shame more than honor. So a mighty wind will sweep them away. Their sacrifices to idols will bring them shame. Hosea chapter 5. Hear this, you priests. Pay attention, you leaders of Israel. Listen, you members of the royal family. Judgment has been handed down against you, for you have led the people into a snare by worshiping the idols of Mizpah and Tabor. You have dug a deep pit to trap them at Acacia Grove. But I will settle with you for what you have done. I know what you are like, O Ephraim. You cannot hide yourself from me, O Israel. You have left me as a prostitute leaves her husband. You are utterly defiled. Your deeds won't let you return to your God. You are a prostitute through and through, and you do not know the Lord. The arrogance of Israel testifies against her. Israel and Ephraim will stumble under their load of guilt. Judah too will fall with them. When they come with their flocks and herds to offer sacrifices to the Lord, they will not find him, because he has withdrawn from them. They have betrayed the honor of the Lord, bearing children that are not his. Now their false religion will devour them, along with their wealth. Sound the alarm in Gibeah. Blow the trumpet in Ramah. Raise the battle cry in Beth-Aven. Lead on into battle, O warriors of Benjamin. One thing is certain, Israel. On your day of punishment, you will become a heap of rubble. The leaders of Judah will become like thieves. So I will pour my anger on them like a waterfall. The people of Israel will be crushed and broken by my judgment because they are determined to worship idols. I will destroy Israel as a moth consumes wool. I will make Judah as weak as rotten wood. When Israel and Judah saw how sick they were, Israel turned to Assyria, to the great king there. But he could neither help nor cure them. I will be like a lion to Israel, like a strong young lion to Judah. I will tear them to pieces. I will carry them off, and no one will be left to rescue them. Then I will return to my place until they admit their guilt and turn to me. For as soon as trouble comes, they will earnestly search for me. Hebrews chapter 2. A warning against drifting away. So we must listen carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it. For the message God delivered through angels has always stood firm, and every violation of the law and every act of disobedience was punished. So what makes us think we can escape if we ignore this great salvation that was first announced by the Lord Jesus himself and then delivered to us by those who heard him speak? And God confirmed the message by giving signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit whenever he chose. And furthermore, it is not angels who will control the future world we are talking about. For in one place the scriptures say, "What are mere mortals that you should think about them, or a son of man that you should care for him? Yet for a little while you made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them authority over all things." Now when it says all things, it means nothing is left out. But we have not yet seen all things put under their authority. What we do see is Jesus, who for a little while was given a position a little lower than the angels. And because he suffered death for us, he is now crowned with glory and honor. Yes, by God's grace, Jesus tasted death for everyone. God, for whom and through whom everything was made, chose to bring many children into glory, and it was only right that he should make Jesus, through his suffering, a perfect leader, fit to bring them into their salvation. So now Jesus and the ones he makes holy have the same Father. That is why Jesus is not ashamed to call them his brothers and sisters. For he said to God, "I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. I will praise you among your assembled people." He also said, "I will put my trust in him, that is, I and the children God has given me." Because God's children are human beings, made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil, who had the power of death. Only in this way could he set free all who have lived their lives as slaves to the fear of death and dying. We also know that the Son did not come to help angels. He came to help the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, it was necessary for him to be made in every respect like us, his brothers and sisters, so that he could be our merciful and faithful high priest before God. Then he could offer a sacrifice that would take away the sins of the people. Since he himself has gone through suffering and testing, he is able to help us when we are being tested. And now may God help us again by giving his blessing to the reading of this word. Amen. We've been bought back. We've been fought for. And he has won. Hosea compares our rebellion to God with prostitution. The anguish of a husband whose wife has become a prostitute. This is the kind of anguish that God feels toward his people who have rebelled against him and turned away. Hosea the prophet is told to go and make this clear to everyone by marrying a prostitute. Then this prostitute does not relent. She continues in her prostitution. Hosea is not told to give up on her. Instead, he's told to go and buy her back. To pay the price for her freedom. Hosea 3:2 says, "So I bought her back for 15 pieces of silver, 5 bushels of barley, and a measure of wine." It was a steep price, but he paid what he had to in order for her to come back, in order for her to be free. Hosea pays a steep price for his rebellious bride, silver, gold, wine, but God has paid the ultimate price for his bride. He lowered himself. He took off his royal robes, as it were, and put on human flesh so that he might become a human. He became a human so that he might die. And by dying, he could break the power of the devil, the power of fear, death, and the grave. By dying, he could pay the ultimate price for our freedom. He became flesh and blood so that we might be free. He paid the highest price to break Satan's power so that you and I might learn to live and love and have hope and have a future. No longer slaves, no longer living in rebellion and prostitution, instead being made new. Having been loved, we in turn love. For someone far greater than Hosea has bought us back. And he bought us with something far more valuable than silver and gold. He bought us with his own blood. He showed us this kind of love. Having been loved like this, we in turn are able to love. Not just because of the example that he's shown us, but because by his Spirit he now comes to live in us. And the same power that enabled him to live and die and be raised to new life, that power now lives in you, Christian, enabling you to live and love, to die and to be raised to new life. We've been bought back. Hallelujah. And now we are free. And the prayer of my heart today is that I will live in the power of that freedom that's been won for me by the man who bought me back. That's a prayer that I have for my family too, for my wife, my daughters, my son. That's a prayer I have for you. May it be so. DailyRadioBible.com. That's where we hang our hat out here in the interwebs, and it is always such a cool thing to hear from you, to find out a little bit about you, who you are, where you're from, how you stumbled upon this podcast. So next time you got a moment, take it and let a brother know. Today I want to send a real special shout out to someone who is riding his bicycle through the mountains of France. His name is Nathan Brown. And Nathan's parents, and Nathan on occasion too, I think, is a listener to the Daily Radio Bible. David is a racer in the Tour de France. How about that? Amazing. And check this out. This guy is winning jerseys. No joke. He's winning jerseys, and he's doing it in the mountains. How about that? Amazing. I'm sure you can find out lots of information about Nathan Brown from Tennessee. And he is writing as we speak in France, in the Tour de France. God bless you, Nathan. Enjoy every second of the journey, and we'll be cheering you on. Well, we are all on a race. That's what Paul says. We're all on a race and we're running to win. And God helps us through his word each day to stay in the race. And you know what? There are a lot of folks out there that are wanting to run well, and they just need a little encouragement. They need a team to come alongside them and ride with them. And that's what this podcast is all about. And I would love for you to share the app with the people in your life, to invite them to join the team, so that they too might be encouraged as they head into the Pyrenees Mountains of France. Because this ride can get really hard sometimes, especially when we're all alone. And this podcast is all about helping one another not be alone, to do this together. So you can play a huge part in someone's journey by simply sharing this app with them. We've made that so easy. All you have to do is click on the link on the app that says share the app, and you're on your way. Let me also encourage you to sign up for our email newsletter. In there, you'll find information about all the happenings at the Daily Radio Bible, as well as things that you can pray for, like our upcoming trip to the Holy Land. And just as an FYI, I have updated our information on our trip on the webpage. So all you have to do to begin that process of registering and getting yourself situated for our upcoming journey in April is go to dailyradiobible.com, click on the Holy Land Tour 2018 link, and you can begin that process now. And last of all, if you would like to partner with the Daily Radio Bible, that is so appreciated. And you can do that very simply by going to dailyradiobible.com, clicking on the partner link, or right from the app itself, actually. You can give right from there. Just click on the donate link there. Or if you're old school and you want to mail your gift in, you can mail it to Daily Radio Bible, 7216, Rolling Oaks Court, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45239. All gifts are tax deductible, and for that we are so grateful. Well, my friends, we have done it again. We have spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be here. Until that time, let's go forward in God's joy. Let's let his joy be our strength. And let's remember this, that you are loved. No doubt about it. Alrighty, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.